We're joined by the goal-scoring machine, who is departing Congleton Town after three glorious seasons, Max McCarthy. Max, thank you very much for your time as you embark on this new journey. But just first of all, just talk us through the process between leaving Congleton Town and joining Radcliffe FC.
Yeah, I'd been approached by Bernard Morley, the Radcliffe manager, just after the season had ended, and he made it clear that he wanted me to come and join him and play for Radcliffe. And I thought it was an intriguing move for me. Obviously, a couple of leagues jump, and yeah, that was the process. It took a couple of weeks, and then I signed on the dotted line a couple of days ago.
Yeah. How hard was it to leave Congleton? I guess, you know, if you could have done, you would have stayed at Congleton. But as we said, you know, this is a fantastic move for you to go and test your abilities at the National League North level, which is two leagues off the Football League.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good move for me, obviously, with the jump. And I just think it was the right time for me to move away. I feel like I've given a good service to Congleton Town, and I've given me due, and it was a good move for me to make. So, yeah.
Yeah, you've certainly been part of the... In your two spells, your second spell in particular, you've been part of a side, you know, that will go down in history at Congleton Town. It has to be said, you know, winning the Midlands League, winning the Midlands League Cup. You scored 55 goals, I think I've got down in your three seasons there. You were close to a second promotion out of the Northern Premier League West. So you've had three really good seasons at the club. How do you look back on those 3 years?
Yeah, I said it in my departing message to the fans and everyone on social media that it's the most I've enjoyed football so far in my career, and I mean it. It was fantastic. I came in about just before Christmas time in the Midlands League, and obviously did pretty well. I think I hit 19 in that season, so that was good. And obviously we won the league and the cup, as you say. And then we just went from strength to strength the next season. Obviously, I did very well personally. We did brilliantly as a team as well, obviously finishing third and getting to the playoff final. It's a shame we couldn't go all the way. But, you know, I think anyone in the team will look back on it proudly. Anyone at the club will look back at it like that. And then, obviously, this season's not been ideal for the club. Obviously, being in a bit of a relegation scrap and it coming down to the final day. But on a personal note, it wasn't too bad. Obviously, it was very interrupted by injuries and whatnot. But personally, in terms of return for goals, I feel like I've done pretty well. But obviously, hopefully the club can bounce back next season and just go, obviously, improve on what we were this season, which obviously wasn't great. But I have no doubt that the club can definitely do that.
And was it important for you to be leaving on a bit of a high? You know, they stayed up in the Northern Premier League West and not having to return to the Midlands Football League next season.
Yeah, definitely. But obviously, I wasn't just a player for Town. I was a fan. I watched the team for years, and obviously I'm a local lad, so obviously I didn't want to leave on a low note of the team getting relegated. I obviously wanted to do what I could to keep them up, and thankfully we did that in the end.
Yeah, just looking on last season as a whole, how hard has it been for you? Because you mentioned those two injuries, and it's cost you probably about two-thirds of the season, yet you still scored 16 goals and you were amongst the leading scorers, not only for the club, you were the top scorer for the club, but you were amongst the leading goal scorers in the whole of the Northern Premier League West in terms of league goals.
Yeah, it's obviously really good for me on that note, because I'm not making as many appearances as the lads that were really up there. But I think on some of the lists, I saw my name just pops up towards the top, which is obviously great for me, having not played a lot of the season, as you say, through injuries, which is frustrating. But I feel like when I did play, I showed myself in as good a light as I could, really. Obviously, you have a few poor performances in there and you have rough spells, but overall, I was fairly content with my return this season.
Yeah, and what's been the standout moments for yourself during your time at Congleton, as we touched on the promotion and the cup wins? But you've scored some absolutely fantastic goals: Bury away, Bootle away, Lower Breck away. Your goal at home to Wivenshaw Town, which, you know, doesn't get talked about enough, the strike on the half volley just before Christmas.
Yeah, obviously, as you say, I've got a pretty decent catalogue of goals over my few years with the club. But my personal favourite moment was the Chasetown semi-final at home. Obviously, you get like your big games, sort of your Bury away and stuff, and scoring them games is fantastic in front of that many people. But when you've got a packed out crowd in Congleton of like 1,500 people, and you score an extra time to put us 2-1 up, and then obviously not just that, you go on to win the game on penalties. It's obviously dramatic, but it's stuff that you remember for life. And I was looking through the pictures the other day when I was doing my message on social media. I was just looking through, and it was great to look back on such a great night. So that's probably my highlight moment for my time at Congleton.
Yeah, I can remember the roar when both yours and Dan Needham's goals went in. I don't think I've experienced anything like in football. We've covered loads of games at Moorlands Radio, and yeah, we've seen playoff games, but that was the loudest the roar was. What was it like on the pitch? Not only that night, but on other occasions, the big games when the Congleton supporters are right behind you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's obviously talent staff, but it's sort of what you dream of as a kid, playing in front of a big crowds like that. Obviously, it's not huge in compares to obviously your Premier League games, but when you think of scoring in front of big packed out crowds and sort of grounds like that, it's a fantastic feeling.
And you're going to experience it as well now with Radcliffe National League North. Some really big clubs in there. Obviously, Kidderminster have gone out, but you've still got the likes of Hereford, who are in there, Darlington, Chester, some really big former Football League clubs ply their trade at that level now.
Yeah, no, I was looking the other day and just seeing like it's a very competitive league this year with who's come up and who's gone out. Obviously, you've got the likes of South Shields, who were a big side, I think they're full-time. Hensford coming up, who were going into a hybrid system, I think, or some sort of full-time, or they plan to anyway with the facility and the back in there. And obviously your teams like your Chesters, who are massive clubs there, you've got big clubs and they're going to be all going for it, so it's going to be very, very competitive in that league.
Yeah, and finally, Max, I know you've said to the supporters on social media you've given them a lovely message. Have you got a lovely message you'd like to give over the radio to the Congleton supporters who don't have social media who'd be listening in?
Yeah, just a massive thank you from me and my family. You've made us all feel welcome. Obviously, being local, it's great to come and play personally for myself, for the town, and it's just been a fantastic 3 years. So I can't thank everyone enough and that's everyone. That's fans, players, staff, everyone at the club. Everyone's just been absolutely fantastic. So as I say, a massive thank you to everyone.
And Max Frommers, thank you very much for your services to the local football area. You've given some really fantastic goals to commentate on, and not just the goals, your whole all-round play and coming to speak to us as well many times on the radio after games. So thank you very much, and all the best from us all at Moorlands Radio for your time at Radcliffe.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate it. Top man, been a pleasure.